This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's the Visit Isle of Wight show, and we're going to be with you in just a second with the wonderful Paul Cox. He's one of our very, very, very favourite people in the studio. We've had him in here a few times before, once a year.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
You're competing there with the wonderful sound of the Quar Abbey Choir.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. It's a different type of classical music that you're bringing to us, isn't it?
It is, yep. Again, Classical is a mini festival with a broad spectrum of different artists playing different instruments and vocal arrangements, all based over one weekend, 8th and 9th of July, from Barton Manor. So, yeah. It's all there to be had.
Well, we are officially stoked. That was the sound of a firework going off.
I wonder what it was. I thought it was me.
Tell you what, you're going to have fireworks, aren't you, as well?
Well, we're thinking about it, yes. It depends. If people are nice, we might throw a little display in at the end.
Yeah. And tell me what's going to actually happen on the day. You are in a completely different venue this time, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We've got Barton Manor, which is a stunning venue in East Cowes. It's adjacent to Osborne House.
Yeah.
It used to be part of the Royal Estate.
Yeah.
Little hunting lodge for Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
But it's in private hands now, and Dawn and Alex Haig-Thomas have kindly let us have access to the grounds.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be held in the private, their own private area, adjacent to the house itself.
It's a beautiful Jacobean manor, isn't it?
It is. So it's
really, really,
stunning.
Really worth seeing.
It is. And the grounds are all manicured, and there's a terraced garden which goes down to a huge lake, wooded area behind it. It's a stunning setting.
Why did you go from North Woodhouse to Barton Manor? Was it just for a nice change?
Just for a change, really, and the fact that it is a more attractive setting. It's ideal for all that, again, for all the ferry links. It's nice to get to from the other side of the island, and it suited what we're trying to achieve, you know, with an intimate setting.
Yeah.
The surroundings, huge parking area, it just works on all levels.
So what people can expect is a big stage with your performers on it, and they're either going to sit on deck chairs or we're lucky enough, Judith and me and some friends, are all going to be sitting in a VIP area.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we've actually reduced, because the stage was a little bit overpowering, I thought, for the size of the venue. So we've actually reduced the size of the stage down, again, because we're trying to create this little boutique-y, intimate setting.
Yeah.
And what I didn't want was the stage overpowering both the view across the terrace gardens and this Jacobean mansion, which would be adjacent to where we are. So we've reduced the size of the stage down, but it's obviously full-size covered stage. Full covered VIP marquees with comfy sofas, wait on service.
Butler service, I know, that's
wait
good.
Wait on service, you'll have a glass of Prosecco on arrival, and fully catered for. And the lawn tickets, you're just invited to bring a low seat or a blanket. Bring a hamper, bring a bottle of wine. It's not like the Isle of Wight Festival, you know, we don't take things off you as you turn up at the gate.
Yeah.
We welcome you, and we want you to bring in whatever you want.
Fantastic. Well, stick with us. I was so excited earlier about a previous act you'd had, Martinez, that he came in a bit early, but here he is now.
He's keen.
That was Martinas, and he won Lithuania's Got Talent, I understand, Paul.
He did, yeah. He's come on a bit since then.
He is one of the most extremely talented accordionists in the world.
There's very few that actually do what he does.
Yeah, I think he studied at the Royal College of Music. He was with you for the first Classical.
He was.
Now, tell us, because last year we were all very excited about Classical, and then something happened.
It did. The weather stepped in.
Yeah.
We'd had everything set up. We were at Northwood Wednesday evening. The stage was in place. The marquees were all set up.
Yeah.
And because I, obviously, on the Twitter feed and so on and so forth, a tweet came through from Isle of Wight County Press Online saying weather warning for the weekend.
Yeah.
Big storms and so on and so forth. So we obviously looked further into it, because it was coming right at the time, mid-festival. So a meeting was called between myself, the events guys, the production crew, and stage crew. And unfortunately, where everything is temporary structures, marquees, the stage, they're not warranted or guaranteed or even insured over certain wind strength.
I know, and I think that weekend, I mean, it was a complete freak storm. It was the middle of July, and I think winds were getting up to about 50 miles an hour, weren't they?
They were predicting 50 to 70 mile an hour gusts, and the gusts were coming from the direction, I think they were coming from the southwest and heading southeast and going straight into the mouth of the stage, which obviously is not ideal for a poor classical musician.
Well, we were very disappointed not to be able to come, because the first one was so good, but you did handle it incredibly professionally, so I'd just like to say thank you, because everyone got their money back, and you did it in a really, really good way. You're completely transparent about the whole thing, so thanks, and you know, fingers crossed this year it's not going to happen. And
well, we did, because obviously that caught us on the hop a bit. We did study back through the last 10 years of weather patterns, and this weekend has consistently been good.
Yeah.
Hence why we chose this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Chances are,
but, you know,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're hopeful. So.
Well, we're looking forward to coming to Barton Manor. Tell us about the price of things. It's 50 pounds. 50 pounds, I think. That would be lovely.
Yeah, it would be.
For the VIP ones, isn't
VIPs are £50. Because obviously, these are world-class talented. You know, any one of these individual performers, you'd pay at least £25 to £30
to
see.
Oh, I know, yeah.
On a stage anywhere. The whole thing kicks off at 4 o'clock, ends at 10. So you've got 6 hours, a rolling programme of hourly performances from different genres of artists, right up through to, we've got the Royal Marines Concert Band, which is a standalone concert band, which is all ex-Royal Marines.
Yeah,
they're doing a full-on proms for us.
Yeah, amazing. That's the Saturday night.
That's the Saturday night, and leading up to that, we've got Lizzie Ball, who's again a world-renowned violinist.
She is, yeah.
Katie Marshall, this young soprano, award-winning. So we've got a broad mix. Michael Christian Durant, who's a classical guitarist,
he's
going to do all the classical Spanish favourites. Mm-hmm. And as part of the Marines band, we've also got the Medina Community Choir, who are going to come along and sing alongside them. So they're going to be doing a full, you know, from Ness and Dorma to the Dam Busters, Bide With Me, all the usual Marines favourites.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. Well, stick with us. Here is Amy Dixon, who played with you 2 years ago. They're all doing incredibly well, these people.
We gave them a good leg up.
You've got an eye, haven't you, for this talent?
Well, one of them works.
This is Amy Dixon and Windmills of Your Mind. The London Mozart Players, with a little excerpt from Hummel's Trumpet Concerto. They played, of course, at the first Classic Isle. It's going to be the third Classic Isle.
Two and a half.
We're here with Paul Cox on the Visit Isle of Wight show at Vectis Radio. Paul, we didn't get round to actually working out the pricing of these wonderful tickets for Classic Isle. It's £50 for VIP tickets, isn't it, for one day?
£50 for the VIP, which gives you covered marquee, you've got the comfy sofas, you've got a wait-on service, glass of Prosecco on arrival, fully catered for and looked after, basically. Yeah. And again, as I was saying previously, you get six performances over the 6 hours.
Yeah.
World-class musicians. So for £35, which you'd pay to go see any one individual artist, you can come along, bring a low slung seat or a blanket, bring a hamper, bring a bottle of wine, just relax.
Fabulous.
And just enjoy the afternoon.
So it's either £50 or £35.
£35, yeah.
Now, you don't have to bring your own food, do you?
No. We've got an in-house caterer now who is well-known on the island, Angel in the Kitchen, does superb catering. So you can either order an individual hamper for £10. Which
I know, it's very good value because it's three courses, isn't it?
It's three courses and there's two sort of meat options and one vegetarian option.
Yeah, I saw that.
That'll be there waiting for you on arrival, so you don't have to turn up loaded with loads of boxes and hampers and so on and so forth. There's also going to be bar facilities, so if you don't want to, you know, we're not, if you don't want to bring a bottle of wine, we'll have drinks available.
Fabulous.
Also,
there's heating in the VIP tent, isn't there, which is important.
Well, we're not going to need it.
Well, because
of
the heat wave.
We're not. There's going to be such fantastic weather.
What do you wear for this in a heat wave? Because my godson's coming with us, and he said he's going to bring a tweed jacket, and I thought...
Tweed jacket's
hang on
good.
A tick.
No onesies, no football shirts.
Yeah.
No, obviously, because of the venue and the sort of... feel of the festival, we don't want people turning up in jeans and t-shirts and things.
We want
people to make an effort, you know. We've made an effort with the venue. We've made an effort with all the ambiance and everything else that goes on, so we just ask that people come smart casual. Obviously it does get cooler in the evenings, even if it's a roasting hot day. It is still England, and it will get chilly, so bring something, jumpers, you know,
wrap
something
for
to
the
wrap.
Ladies,
yeah,
I'm going to bring my best pashmina.
Okay, I'd like to see that. I'm sure it's a good look.
I think it's so important for what you said about, you know, the audience making an effort to respect the work
Absolutely.
You've put into
yeah.
it. And I have a friend in London who's a professional cellist.
Okay.
And she is always very concerned to wear a really nice dress when she's performing, because as she says, it's part of what people go to see. And I think you should sort of reciprocate.
It's mutual, mutual respect for what we're trying to do.
I agree.
You know, it's not much to ask, and most people tend to adhere to it. You know, it's not an issue, but we just want people to come and enjoy and relax, but, you know, make an effort on our behalf.
Yeah, and I think it's nice, isn't it, to have an opportunity to get a bit dressed
absolutely.
Up.
Dressed
I mean,
up.
You can enjoy that whole process yourself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
there's no room for my I Heart Margaret Keys t-shirt.
backstage, you might get away with it.
Here's Celeste in Paradisum. Stick with us, and then we're just going to hear a little bit more about the acts and a little bit more about the difference between Saturday and Sunday. Visit Isle of Wight show on Vectis Radio. That was Celeste and In Paradisum. another wonderful artist who's played at Classic Isle. Judy and I can't emphasise this enough, actually. Classic Isle is a big event in the calendar now on the Isle of Wight, and we're not talking about any of your rubbish. These are well-known classical recording stars, aren't they? And, Paul, there's one in particular I want to ask about, and I hope I'm not going to set off Margaret Keys when I mention her name. Katie Marshall, she's only 15 years old.
She's 15. She's been on the professional circuit since she was 12, actually. So
I know, because I've been onto iTunes, and she's got all these sort of EPs out there.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing very well in her own right.
Has she got a voice like an angel?
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, she ticks all the boxes for a lot of people. So, yeah, but she's amazing. And again, she's just 15. So
yeah,
she's one to watch out for, much as all the artists have come through Classical. I've all gone on to bigger things, bigger and better things.
We're,
you know?
Really, really, really excited. So, I'm learning the guitar at the moment, so I'm very no. But I'm learning.
A few years.
I'm learning. No. It wasn't. No, I was going to say because I'm learning the. Well, I'm learning with a classical guitarist, so I'm very, very excited about Michael Christian Durrant.
Yes, very well traveled man. He travels the world, and again, amazing guitarist in his own right.
Yeah.
Has a great following, and he's selected a well-known repertoire for us of all stuff that Aranjuez and Rodriguez and all the stuff that you recognize.
I love those.
Well, so, that's the kind of stuff my music teacher will one day teach me, but at the moment it's scales.
Yes, watch this space.
And back to the indomitable Margaret Keys. Now, she is a force of nature. She has sung for the Pope, and you just told me she was at Carnegie Hall recently.
She was at Carnegie Hall, played to 35,000 people. Yeah, she's toured America with Andrea Bocelli. I mean, she is, as you say, a force of nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's finishing it off for you, isn't she?
She's going to be headlining the Sunday night. So yeah, I mean, she's got a great rapport with the audience. She's an entertainer as well as a great soprano, and she just ticks all the boxes. Yeah. She's such a lovely individual as well. You know, so easy to get on with.
So how do people choose between the Saturday and the Sunday lineup?
Well, I mean, they don't. They come to both.
They come to both. Oh, that was an
simple
obvious answer. I set myself up there, didn't I? So just remind us of the dates again, Paul.
8th and 9th of July.
And it's classicisle.com, isn't it?
Classicisle.com is the website. Barton Manor's the venue in East Cowes. Loads of parking, easy to get to.
Yeah.
And
you're on Twitter and Facebook as well.
We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. You can't miss us. If you go onto the website, you've got the little icons in there, so you can go on there. You can follow us on Twitter and also Facebook. You get, obviously, little updates tweeted and I don't do Facebook, but I mean, it's done for me, but...
Yeah.
Poked? I'm not sure what the terminology is.
I don't think they poke anymore. Kieran, do they poke anymore? No, they don't. No idea.
Poking so then.
Is it? that's how far behind I am.
And on that bombshell, I think we're going to have to leave you, Paul. Thank you ever so much for coming
in.
We are officially stoked for that weekend. It's going to be brilliant and very much looking forward to it. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you very much. www.vectisradio.com